Senate Bill 140 was introduced Monday by Senator Liesl McGuire. The bill would increase incentives for private investment in ports, roads, and telecommunication projects. The bill also gives the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority, or AIDA, the ability to support infrastructure projects in the Arctic through loans or bonds. McGuire is the chair of the Powerful Rules Committee in the state Senate, and she used last week's Senate Majority Press Conference to speak to the infrastructure challenges in the Arctic.
The Arctic is opening up, as we know, and infrastructure challenges are paramount. We're one of eight Arctic nations, the United States is, and it's Alaska that makes the United States an Arctic nation, and we are way behind. We're on track to become the chair, the United States is, of the Arctic Council, again here in 2 years, and we need to be ready for that. And I want Alaska to be in that driver's seat. I want it to be our Alaskans that have those jobs. I was just, you know, looking at Ketchikan, want our ships to be built there. I want it to be our gas, hopefully at some point, that powers those opportunities.
Senator McGuire notes that another piece of legislation could soon be unveiled that would create an Arctic Port Authority. McGuire is the co-chair of the Alaska Arctic Policy Commission, and that commission will deliver a preliminary report to the legislature this coming Thursday. The commission's final report will be presented to the legislature in January of next year. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.